French police have launched an investigation into sex trafficking allegations linked to Mohamed Al-Fayed, the late billionaire and former owner of the Ritz Hotel in Paris and Harrods in London, who died 2 years ago. The investigation comes after scores of women in the UK, most of them former Harrods employees, accused Mr. Al-Fayed of rape or sexual assault. Tom Bauer is an investigative journalist and author who wrote the unauthorised biography of Mr. Al-Fayed and has long heard of many allegations against him. Tom Bauer, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Pleasure.
What's triggered this latest probe, this probe in France?
Well, quite clearly, the French police, who had not taken up other complaints, have decided that this woman is credible. And she probably got lawyers who persuaded the French to pursue her case, and rightly so.
Are you surprised by this development?
Well, a bit. It seems a bit late. And always the fear is that somebody's trying to join the gravy train, so to speak. But I assume that she's been able to produce sufficient evidence to prove her case, that she really was. And it's not unusual. I mean, Fayed was a predator. There'll be many women who have decided not to pursue damages because they don't want to be named or embarrassed. So for this woman to take it on, there must be some justice or some credibility to her complaint.
There are some claims from victims that staff at the Ritz Hotel in Paris knew about or facilitated the abuse of women. Were similar claims made about what unfolded at Harrods?
Well, I mean, I actually, my whole history with Fayed, which went back a long way before Diana's death, came to a climax at Harrods 24 hours after Diana died. I flew over with Fayed's bodyguard and pathologist to the Ritz 24 hours after the fatal crash in 1997, courtesy of Fayed. And my eyewitness experience at the hotel over the next 10 hours turned my opinion about him completely upside down. Until then, I hadn't been suspicious of him. But the Ritz was a cesspit of intimidation, bugging, blackmail, all sorts of things, and clearly also a venue for him to exercise his normal habits, which was to accost and assault women. And quite a few English girls passed through the Ritz from Harrods on the way to the south of France and were assaulted by him at the hotel. So it doesn't surprise me that a French woman should also claim that he had behaved like that. I mean, it was par for the course for him.
Well, why did you decide to write the unauthorised biography of Mohamed Al-Fayed?
Well, because I was absolutely shocked what I'd seen. But most important of all is that that day I interviewed all the staff about what had happened the night before when she died in the crash. And it was quite clear that Fayed was behind the madcap operation to rush from the hotel back to the flat. And then I then interviewed later that night the valet of Dodi Fayed, who'd been on the boat with Diana and Dodi in the south of France. And his stories were hair-raising. I suddenly realised that Fayed ran an unbelievably dishonest organisation with armed bodyguards, bugging people in their rooms, blackmailing people, and all the rest of it. And so that's why I decided, as a result of the 24 hours in Paris, that he was a subject for investigation. Until then, of course, everyone thought he was a cuddly shopkeeper, a Harrods, a hotel owner. But the book in 1998, when it came out, listed all the assaults on women, the rapes on women, everything. And what was extraordinary was how it was ignored then. People literally were too afraid to go after him.
Police in the UK are still examining the allegations linked to Harrods and Mr. Fayed's senior's London offices. Do you see parallels between the French and UK investigations and the time it's taken?
Yes, unfortunately, British police aren't reputable for being fast. In fact, they're well known now for being unbelievably slow. And there is no haste in all this. That's the trouble. I mean, he's dead, and really it's a matter for the civil litigation. I mean, they're all suing Harrods, and Harrods is paying out large sums to each of the girls once they prove their case, just to keep it quiet. So all you've really got now in Paris is the same as what's happened in London, that the Harrods, the Fayed family, will probably seek to make a settlement to keep it out of the news and not besmirch the reputation of the Ritz, just like Harrods has suffered.
How difficult is it to pursue these allegations, given that Mr. Al-Fayed is dead?
Well, clearly it's difficult. But if you worked at Harrods and you were a close associate in terms of working for Fayed closely in his office or travelled with him, as night follows day, he'd make a lunge for you. I mean, that was the way he operated. I mean, any woman who he fancied, he charged for. And you didn't travel with him if he didn't have designs on that woman. So more likely than not, if you travelled with him or worked for him, she would have been a target of his appalling behaviour.
How important were connections to power and influence for Mohammed Al-Fayed in your observations and investigations?
Well, Fayed had, of course, he had links to the royal family through Harrods and through the Windsor Horse Show. And, of course, he employed the stepmother of Diana. He bribed British Tory MPs. He tried to play the power game. I mean, of course, he bribed also Chirac when he was the mayor of Paris. I mean, he bribed everybody. And he got what he wanted. In Paris, he got permission to expand the Ritz and build the Windsor home outside Paris. I mean, he was a man who, for whom corruption and bribery were part and parcel of daily business. And just in the same way as he thought he could buy politicians and did buy politicians, he assumed he could buy women. I mean, he was a man of absolutely the most horrendous immoral code of conduct.
Tom Bower, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Pleasure.